That's progressive.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, guys.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dane Cook, and you are on with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. 1 hour down, 2 hours to go. Big UFC segments coming up. Youssef Zalal and Carl the Truth Williams. But I guess you have a special guest.
I have a special guest. My longtime friend, Damar Hampton.
Really? A friend?
A long time.
Like, really?
Like back, way back.
Do you really call yourself a friend of his? But come on. No.
This man fed us when we didn't have, sometimes we didn't have duckies in payday. And he fed us, bro. Like, this is my brother.
I mean, feeding people when they're hungry is the basic humanitarian need. It feels so rewarding.
He snowed another one.
But I brought Damar in because Damar is someone I always looked up to when I was bodybuilding and chasing the dream and to become a champion. Damar was on that same trajectory, but he was further along. And he was this massive bodybuilder, George Ferreira, and he had all these pro bodybuilding coaches that saw the potential, and they're like, we can groom you. And he was doing everything possible, the training, the hours, the commitment, the food, the restriction. I don't know if you ever did the hormonal steroid and such.
But everything they take to be a champion.
But he had the mindset and the commitment to follow through of a dream.
Statue of limitations has exceeded.
That's beautiful.
So you're good.
Oh, yeah. Push out. Gucci. So,
but when you're human and you move your body in a specific discipline, right, for fighters or for any sport, they train just one way to perform in that one sport.
Yep.
And you sacrificed everything to be this massive man. And then something happened where you change your whole philosophy of how to move your body through space. And we've been talking about transgenders and people who are genetically modifying their bodies for advantages in competition. Man going into bodybuilding with more mass, be transitioning to female and such. But so you've been in that world, but talk about the transition, because I've never seen another human move through open space like you move your body on your videos. Randy hasn't seen it yet, so we'll play it for him.
It was
a clip here. You know, click the link below. But I just want to talk about that experience for you and what it has done to change you mentally and connect you to the ground. Like, grounding is so important now, and barefoot, and more importantly, the confidence to be you in public without fear of judgment.
Longest question I've ever heard of.
No statements.
Man.
No, that was a statement. Sure, that wasn't a question.
It's man, you know, coming from a bodybuilding background, the change happened around 2020. Man, I was sitting down meditating. This is good for all fighters too, anybody that's working out, whatever. But I was meditating, and a lot of things had changed. So over the course of time, the meditation started to turn into Qigong. And do Qigong, Tai Chi, I started to open up more into animal flow. Well, these are the names that they quantify them. But throughout that discovery, Bruce Lee came to mind. If you guys remember when he was being asked by his master, Enter the Dragon, what form do you see? He was like, the form of no form. The movement, and when I got activated to it, it shattered everything I thought about training and everything that we know about training. Because like you said, everything is one-dimensional. So I started, man, I was just exploring. I was trying to keep it in bodybuilding. But it wouldn't. My body, my mind, and if you're moving your mind in that space, your neurons and your neural pathways are more open. And it wouldn't allow me to go back to the 45, the 90 degrees, maybe the 180 degrees. So through the movements, through the meditation, that has opened up a lot of discoveries within ourselves and the capabilities that we truly have. Man, we reverse time. We're not supposed to.
Did you meet him on Fremont Street when we were walking there and he got in that box and everything?
I mean, yeah, but he's a street performer. So he dressed up as samurai. When I was doing the gladiator out of Pier 60, yeah. We had an epic battle out in public in character. Right? And you talk about being a performer at the street level. I mean, that's what makes busking so amazing. It's street theater.
And
to entertain the people. Like, that's what the show is about, is entertaining people. Randy's the master at entertaining.
He didn't catch the question.
What was the question?
When we were on Fremont Street.
Yeah, and the guy in the box?
Yeah.
That climbed inside?
Yeah. That's what that was right there.
That's what we do.
You crawl into a box.
But here's the thing. For a guy.
I'd love to see you get in that box so I could lock it.
You can't say lock. Well, I guess you can say lock.
I can say lock.
But when you're talking about Randy, he's burned out on traditional working out. Mm-hmm. The gym doesn't do it for him.
Right.
I drive by the gym twice a day.
Bro, I feel you. I feel you, and I'm starting to, even myself, I try to walk back into the gym, and it's not that I'm not, I was born doing this. But you start to realize there's more ways we can use our bodies. And I'm going to tell you, when you open up your, and anybody at any age, you ain't old, you ain't young, you ain't too young, nothing. You can do it. Like, it's just where we've
been. God, he almost has me talked into it.
That's what I want, because there's no impact. You can use this, you can do it anywhere. And then when you have enough confidence to come out with us in public, you can do it for the world to see. Greatness is not achieved, it's displayed.
See, I told you. We were talking about transgender. Matt's coming out. Matt's coming out.
I want to move my body in different ways. I'm always continually trying to test the different modalities and ways to stimulate the mind, to be more efficient, to maximize this human body that is a true gift. How do we get involved with what you do? Like, is there a location, a day, a time?
Dude, come out Wednesdays at Coachman Park at 6 o'clock PM. That's where I teach.
2 hours after the radio show?
Yep.
We could do a group outing.
Come on, man.
Field trip. I'll send a permission slip home for your wife to sign.
Yeah.
Come on, Randy.
Yeah, Larry. Come on, Randy.
Come on, you've done everything. You're an experienced guy. You like to try adventure. You go up in helicopters.
That's dinner time.
Bungee jumping. Move your body and start the process of getting healthy for your daughter's wedding and look amazing walking her down the aisle as you give her away forever.
Better yet, when they start dancing, where you start to dance better. I took a 375-pound offensive tackle that went to Clearwater High. He got recruited to a D3 school. This big boy, I had him moving like a swan, and I said, keep doing this, man. He went from offensive tackle, now he's a defensive end. Bro, they call him T. Any movement, anybody, remember when we were born, we had no weights, we had our bodies and when we squat, look at the baby. The baby teaches you everything. The baby teaches you everything, man. We've been all this stress we put on our body, the wear and tear. Go back to opening the body, open it up.
There he is. He's on his way to the buffet. You made him really hungry. No, but D, look, I'm going to be real, man. There's not a lot of people with your energy in the world, right?
They might
have it,
right.
But they're not open enough or confident enough in themselves to display it.
Right.
Talk about that. About what's the secret sauce for happiness for you, man? Because I've known you for 10 years. This is the same DeMar today that I met at first jump.
I tell people all the time, man, look, it's not difficult. You got to stop caring about what people think. You really do. Here's a good one. People are attracted to people who are being themselves. So if you see people around a crowd, a crowd around that person, they are attracted to that because that aspect of themselves, they want to express it. We always think that somebody is saying something negative about us, and especially with social media, because you're more faced with trolls, but those not even real. In real life, people are yearning to be themselves and discover themselves and like, man, what's my talent? What can I do? Or, you know, like, we are attracted to that. You just gotta say F it. I tell myself, no joke, I say, man, F it. Even when I'm nervous, I still get nervous. I'm like, F it, D. Just go ahead. Just do it.
So there's a lot to that. I mean, I owned a restaurant. People attract people.
Yep.
I would do dollar slices to create a crowd. I would lose money. It's called a lost leader in marketing. I would do dollar slices to get people in the door. It was always packed.
Mm-hmm.
So the perception was, oh, people attract people. That must be great. It must be great pizza, even if they hadn't tried it yet. And we talk about on the show, Mike Wilbaum from PTI always talked about I hate MMA. I hate UFC. It's barbaric. It's terrible. And Randy was like, did you watch it? He's like, well, no. So the society, so many people make judgments on things they haven't even experienced yet, and they automatically disqualify it as it's not value to my life. And I think what you're doing is so futuristic and so out there. I don't know anybody other than me who had to have the confidence to go do what you do every day.
You'd be surprised, bro. Oh, okay, this is what's wild. There is a big movement culture in St. Petersburg. I saw it in passing, but then when I started getting more integrated with just movement itself, I was exposed to a lot more people that are moving and learning to move. That's going to be the future.
So what's the best thing?
All right, let's do this. Let's hit this break.
Yeah.
We're going to go out to Vegas.
Okay.
We're going to talk to you, Seth. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
I don't know if you can talk me into it, but I'll listen a little more.
We'll
see where
I'm excited.
Coming to you live from the studio. And I just had a very crappy conversation. I'll fill you about that when we come back as well. This is Knockout Radio.
Hi, this is Sean Payton. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Do you have a sinkhole problem? Call APD Foundation Repair. Do you have cracks in your walls? Call APD Foundation Repair. Water pooling in your yard? Call APD Foundation Repair. This is Randy Harris, and I'm so glad I made the call to APD Foundation Repair at 352-200-9740. APD Foundation Repair services the entire state of Florida and provides free inspections and estimates. With the A+ Better Business Bureau rating, it's a no-brainer. Give APD Foundation Repair a call today at 352-200-9740.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is LaDainian Thomas, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back 1 hour down, 2 hours to go, continuing bouncing subjects. But the number one subject this weekend, UFC again at the Apex in Las Vegas. Let's go back to the phone lines as we continue talking about UFC Fight Night and welcome Yousef Zalal. Yousef, how are you?
man. How are you guys?
Not too bad. Welcome to Knockout Radio, and welcome back to the UFC.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
And I was going to continue it in saying, it's hard not to bring you back after your last three fights. Three wins, three early knockouts. If you're going to come back, that's how you come back, right?
Yeah, for sure, man. You know, you gotta make a little statement before you get back.
Speaking of statement, now my co-host, Matt is my co-host. There's a invisible chair that's between him and me. So just I want you to know how far down the line he is. But so he doesn't know anything about what I'm about to talk about. And I don't like to do a whole lot of research. I just want it to be a conversation. But I did throw up a couple of Googles, and I want you to talk about, to Matt, about winning the King of Sparta.
Oh, well, Matt, it's the craziest experience I've ever done in my life. That's number one. Two, it's a wild story. So they have an eight-man tournament. The first round is boxing. It's 4-3 rounds, and then 4-minute three rounds. And then they have kickboxing after you win the first fight. Then you got to, like, 30 minutes later, you fight kickboxing. And the kickboxing is three-minute rounds. And then you win that one, and like 4 hours later, you fight for the King of Sparta, which is the MMA fight. So I had like three different mixed martial arts all in one night.
Wow. So I was thrown by it. Now, just so you know, I've covered the UFC since the very first one, UFC 1. UFC 11 was the first one I actually attended. And, you know, I'm used to the tournament. So when I started to do the research, and all right, so you won a tournament. I saw a lot of guys win tournaments, and then I saw what it was. It's not the same, you know, it's three different, you know, kickboxing, boxing, and MMA. What was the hardest of the three for you?
The hardest actually was boxing, because I was the only one that's actually fighting a boxer. The rest were all fighting MMA guys, kickboxing guys. I was fighting a boxer because I was the number one seed, so they put me with number eight seed.
Wow, Yusuf. So, I mean, I'm just blown away right now.
He is. Cause it reminds, and he's never where he can't talk.
Yeah, it reminds me of the original
UFC. Sparta.
Well, the original UFC. I mean, when they would fight multiple times, tournament style. And that, I mean, I missed that like component of competition. Now guys train, you know, 4 months, 5 months for one fight, one night. So kudos to you. Randy obviously brought up the Sparta part because I think I'm a real-life gladiator. And so when you come to Florida, we have a gladiator squat challenge. It's a five-minute static hold done in the sympathetic response of your nervous system. So we'll come down, take the challenge, you win, you'll get prizes. Randy's got tickets to shows, and we'll make a great time out of it.
No, we'll take you fishing at Disney World.
I've never been to Disney World, I'm down for whatever, you know?
There you go, and ask Nobby. You know, people say, does he mean it? Nobby will tell you, if I say it, I mean it. You know, I'll get you on the waters at the lakes.
Hey, I love that. Let's go.
And
I
get
like
you
that.
So let me ask you this. As I remember the tournament back in the day and how athletes couldn't go 100% in the first fight because if they won, obviously they had another fight and then a third fight. How did you handle this? How did you handle the boxing? I mean, did you hold back a little, or is it no sense holding it back? Because if you don't win the boxing, you're not going to have the kickboxing.
Oh, I got a little fact for you that's going to change everything, how you fight. Was they told us if you lose the first fight, you make $0. So the whole prize was $10,000 for the whole tournament. So I had to go all out on everything, boxing, kickboxing, and the MMA fight. And obviously, if you watch all of them, I was like, you can see the meaner that I had and everything, because they were like, you lose the first fight, you make $0. You lose the second fight, you make about like $700. So I was like, no, I want the whole pie.
So in other words, what you're saying in a roundabout way is when we go fishing at Disney World, dinner's on you.
Nice. Well, that's if you can't catch your own dinner.
Nah, I'm going to pull that trick, man. See, I left my wallet in Palo Alto. I didn't even know how I got into the plane, to be honest. They even got me on the plane, but Yeah, I appreciate you, boy. You got this? All right, my man.
Well, since you brought that up, it is kind of funny because my producer and I, when we fly to Vegas to cover the UFC, the last time we went, he did that very thing. He left his wallet at home. So how we got on the...
I'm telling you, man. You got to have fun with it a little bit.
Exactly. How will the next couple days, how will you get through it? How do you relax? You know, I always ask fighters, do you try not to think about Saturday? Or do you want to block it out and just let the next couple days go?
I kind of just enjoy the, like, the week, right? Like, the media and just hanging out with my teammate and then the coaches, obviously, and all that stuff. For me, I always think about the fight until I start cutting weight. Like, when it comes to, like, Thursday, Friday, that's when I kind of, like, think about the fight a little bit. But I don't even think about it, on like, during the week until that time.
You know, as you're talking about cutting weight, Matt always loves when I say this, and we have a trainer in here, and they're trying to motivate me and all this stuff. I always tell you fighters, my next weight cut will be my cremation.
Oh, bro.
Oh, that escalated quickly, didn't it?
You know, it's living right.
So Yusuf, I'm here with a great friend of mine, Damar. He's a trainer. He does a lot of body movement stuff, like, what do you call it?
Man, some you can call it animal flow. You can qigong, tai chi. It's a blend of it.
So the question is, you know, as you prepare for fight camp, do you add in any kind of functional body movements that are not traditional to like the sport of MMA?
Yeah, for sure, man. They like I'm not the guy. Like I go to strength conditioning. You know, they make us do some crazy shit. You know, so I'm like.
He said shit. Hold on. Let me just jump in. He said, you know, FCC's listening. You know that I was in the Navy, so you said ship, S-H-I-P.
You know, them big ships, you know?
Exactly.
The big one.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, the long 30-foot one.
Aircraft carriers, yeah. So go ahead.
No, man, yeah, they make me do all that stuff, you know, and I was like, what is this, man? It's like some movement for your knees, your hip, your back, and all that stuff. So 100%. Like, I let them take control, you know, man. I just listen and do my job and get out of there.
So you get the phone call, ring, 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 ring. Hey, Yusuf, you want to fight Billy Quarantillo? So tell us about that phone call.
Well, I tell the story was, so I got selected for the Ultimate Fighter. So I went there. They flew me to Vegas from Monday to technically until Tuesday to go to the house. So we did the medicals all week and everything. And then on Friday, I get a knock on the door by the producer. They're like, hey, you got selected as an alternate. You didn't make it. So I was like, man, like, you guys got me all the way here. I did what I got to do. Nobody wanted to fight in the regional scene. All this stuff. I wanted to prove my skills in front of everybody because the house was all international, all upcoming talent, all this stuff. I was ready to prove it. I was ready to do everything. So I was like a little butthurt a little bit, you know? And then literally 23 hours, I get a call, like you said, ring, ring, and I was like, man, you better give me some good news, man. I was like, you know, talking to him, my manager. This is my manager. And then, man, you talk about, they thought I did something at that hotel because, man, I was loud. I was out of my seat. Especially when I find out that opponent too, and I was, whew.
So you're just speaking of out of your seat. Randy sits at concerts. He disclosed earlier in the segment that he doesn't like to stand. That his way of enjoying it is sitting. What's your view on concerts, and does it increase the energy for the crowd and for the performer if everyone's standing in unison?
See, I'm like with him. I don't like to sit up so much. Like I like to sit down a little bit. But I think standing up it's almost like motivation to the musician and to the artist, you know?
Well, we're going to become better friends because
I'm not saying, man. I'm like, I got like a good 20 minutes in me, and I gotta sit down, bro. I'm like,
exactly.
I train every day and all this stuff, so let's have some fun, you know?
So here's my thinking on it. If the entertainer wants to pay me to stand to entertain them, I'll stand. But if I'm going to...
Oh, yeah, I'll send you my routing number and everything. Got me in. I got it.
I'm sitting. I'm relaxing. You know, I'm here to enjoy it. I'm not here to perform for the performers. The performers are singing to me.
World-class class elite athletes sitting down for 20 minutes in concerts.
Nothing wrong with that.
Bro, I'm telling you, I don't even like walks, man. They're like, oh, man, you want to go on walks? I was like, for what? What am I walking for? What is this? I see the nature. I love the nature. I'm good.
All right, so before Matt throws out another boring question, we need to make sure that you come down to the Tampa Bay area. We definitely need to hang out, or I'll fly to Denver and we can hang out.
Oh, no, I got to go to Tampa. Sure, I've never been there.
Okay. Matter of fact, we'll go out with Billy. So Billy lives here in Tampa. We'll all go hang out after the fight here in Tampa.
It's just business, brother.
You know, and I've always talked about that, and I tell fighters that I had a fight with my brother. He's 2 years older than me. I think I was 19 and he was 21. I still hate him. Talk to me about that. That it is. It's just business. And once the fight's over, you can go back, live in your life, and so can your opponent.
Oh, for sure, man. We signed up for this job. We know what comes with it. You know, we're like, all right, man, we might fight each other and hate each other, or we might fight each other and love each other. You never know.
Does it matter to you whether you like or dislike or have feelings towards your opponent?
I used to, man. The younger me used to. Be like, ah, man, I feel bad for this guy. Like, especially when they come up with a story like, oh, he has a kid, he's a single father, or this or this or that. You're like, man, he came out from nothing. And I'm like, all right, man, like, let's not focus on that. Like, everybody got their story. I got my story. You got your story. But both of our dreams are in line right now, so I want to go for mine, and you want to go for yours.
Yusuf, you hit everything right on the head, and I agree 100%. And it sounds like you and Randy are now training partners. I mean, I brought in my expert. Yeah, it looks like you guys have more in common. With no walks, no standing.
It's perfect.
Randy need to bust some heads.
Hey, man, I'll walk if we're getting some food. I'm like, man, I do want to walk. Like, what's famous in Tampa?
Burn Steakhouse, Cuban sandwiches, the barbecue.
That's what I'm
here.
Saying, see? Cuban sandwiches, like, get me in there. See, the problem is, though, you can't give me no pork, though.
All right,
we can do that.
Yeah, we'll make it
a
town.
I saw the room a little change right there. You better give me some beef, some chicken, shrimp. You know, come on now.
We'll do that. We'll do the barbecue. We'll do the
great
seafood.
Pizza. I know a great pizza guy.
Yep.
Oh, come on, bro. Pizza. I love pizza, bro. I actually watched that. What's his name? Dave
Portnoy,
bro.
Yeah. He's my
favorite. Oh, my God. I love that pizza stuff.
Yeah, Dave's my favorite pizza guy.
So Dave is my favorite pizza guy.
we out here clicking too much, boys. Come on now.
No, we got to get together. For real. And you know what? I changed my stance on Portnoy, and my stance is this.
He wanted to fight him, Yusef.
I used to.
Matt wanted to fight because Matt thinks he's a pizza guy, and Dave is a pizza guy, so he wanted to fight him.
It was actually the opposite.
Oh, I think we should promote this.
Well, I do, too.
Forget that. No, I'm even more of a Dave fan now because, look, if you go back to retail, they used to have fear to get you to hold your job because secret shoppers might come in, and they would hold you captive. Like, you can't get your bills, you might lose your job, you'll get punished and yelled and ridiculed in front of your coworkers. Dave has created a culture of secret mystery shopper for the pizza industry that owners are benefiting from because now people are on their toes. They're doing the job just in case he shows up. And they're putting out better product because pizza artists are creative people. Like, they're masters of their craft. Right now, the best in the world are in Vegas at the Pizza Expo. I'm a part of the U.S. pizza team. And it's the greatest form. And Dave has revolutionized the entire industry. So I supply all that.
Shout out, Dave.
That's what I'm saying, man. I feel like I even downloaded the app and everything. I was looking in Denver. I was like, which one is the best pizza? Which one is high rated?
Well, we can get you the list for Denver. We can get you the list for Tampa. We'll take care of all that. But let me ask you a couple quick questions before we run out of time for you. Dinner for four. So you're going to go out to dinner with four people, living or passed away, real or fictitious. Can't be anybody from the gym. Can't be any of your training partners. Who are you going to dinner with?
Oh, bro. Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali. Let's see. Lewis Hamilton. What else? And Kobe Bryant.
Oh, that's a champion.
I thought I had a champion.
That's a nice list.
For real.
Jeez.
Oh, I love that list, man. I love that. Like, that, just that mentality and then, like, the life they came up and all that stuff. I love that.
Like the list, I've interviewed Jordan, I've hung out with Muhammad Ali and Kobe Bryant, and I can spell Lewis Hamilton.
No gladiators on the list, I see. It's fine. No Spartans, that's fine. No, we're just an extinct group of guys just running around with shields.
What's the list of you guys? What's the interesting list you guys have?
Well, I would start with Rocky Balboa.
Oh, that's a good one.
Not Sylvester Stallone, so he's got to come in. You know what? He doesn't have to wear the Apollo Creed shorts, but, you know.
You don't think so?
Nah, he can come in, you know, the yellow ones. That's fine. Okay, he has a yellow with the black stripe. You know, it's hard for me to be honest, and you're the first person to ever ask me my question back. It's hard because a lot of these people I have had the opportunity to meet. You know, I have done a really cool, which I'll fill you the story in about Muhammad Ali. What an awesome guy. I don't know. I'd have to think about the other three. You know, I've covered sports for 40-some years. So
well,
like
you're
I said,
thinking
all those
about
people
your
on
three,
the list.
I'll tell you my four. It's Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, and Raphael. The Ninja Turtles, baby!
That's not a bad one.
Freddie Mercury would be one of my four.
Okay.
So there's two. That's my tease. There's two, and I'll give you the other two when you come to Tampa.
Okay, no problem. Sounds good to me. I'm down for that.
Before we let you go, give me your thoughts on Billy Q, what we're going to see Saturday night when you get back in the Octagon.
Man, I think you guys are going to see fireworks. You know, whenever you see Billy, he gets into this crazy fight, you know, like just doesn't care, want to either make it a fight of the night or performance of the night and all this stuff, so... That, like, really excites me and, like, gets me out of my seat, you know. I'm, like, ready to just have some fun. Like, I'm ready to have some fun. And I think on Saturday night you guys will see some fun.
Does that kind of change your mentality when you're fighting an opponent like Billy? Because you don't know what Billy's going to do. So how do you know what you're going to do when you both don't know what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, we train to be the best in the world, right? So it doesn't matter what he does. And all you can focus on is what you can do. No matter what, right? So I'm ready for all situations, and I'm just happy about the opportunity, and I'm excited to really just have fun in there. I feel like sometimes a lot of fighters like forget about that and really miss that about fighting.
Eve Edwards told me back in the day that all the work is done. Now your reward for everything that you've done for the past X amount of weeks or months is what's coming on Saturday. So enjoy Saturday. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as some energy drinks from Bucked Up Energy Drink. And my producer's yelling in my ear. He wants you to know the limo will be at the airport to pick you up when you come to town.
Hey, I like that. Let's go.
There you go. Yusuf, thank you for your time. Have fun. Enjoy the process. And we'll talk next week.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys for having me.
Take care. That is the Moroccan Devil. And he'll be coming to Tampa here very shortly. All right, let's go hit a break. Let's see 8 minutes to get me motivated again.
You have a BFF now.
He's a good dude.
You got a BFF and a personal trainer in one.
I can't wait till he comes to town. All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from the studio, this is Knockout Radio. We'll be right back.
To all my friends at home, goodbye to people I've trusted.
Jack Del Rio, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Jesus, criminy.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
This year, the magic is calling you like never before. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival is celebrating its 45th anniversary, and you won't want to miss a moment. Experience the all-new Mermaid Cove, House of Dragons Pub, club and enjoy classic favorites like live armored combat jousting or tasty turkey legs. Now is the perfect time to get your discounted tickets. Visit select Circle K locations or find your magic today at BayAreaRinFest.com. Huzzah!
Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny Castilla from the Washington Nationals. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Talk, which is probably about 30 years too late.
Thought they already went away.
Well, you know, and I know we talked about this before, so a concert's coming to the Sound here in Clearwater. I forget who's opening, but Little River Band is, they're opening. I forget who the main event is. Little River Band, they're from Australia, but this band is from Kansas. So is it a cover band?
Yeah, it's a cover band. It's not the original.
I should ask the musician over there, but
He doesn't listen to music.
You know, but it's the same thing. You know, Foreigner's not the same. The lead singer's not there anymore. Leonard Skinner, obviously.
There's a lot of that are not the same.
I know.
I mean, there's a lot.
So it's a cover band. So for you're sure. So you're paying big dollars to watch a cover band.
Yeah. Essentially, yeah. That's what it is.
All right, let's get back to the motivation.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's funny. I was like, well, if they're paying for the likeness, if the likeness is sold, is it still them? I mean, all Tina right. Turner sold her likeness. Whoever come out like Tina Turner.
True.
For real. All
right, so we need Randy to get healthy. He's got a wedding coming up.
Okay.
It's his daughter's wedding. It's his only daughter. Mm. So he's got to walk her down the aisle.
Yep.
Now, Randy's the ultimate competitor. It's softball. He was legendary for getting kicked out of games.
That's true.
Arguing, fussing.
That's true.
Like,
I can tell you.
So no, that's true.
He's that guy, right? Win at all costs. It's the golf. He's been accused of cheating and not recording accurate scoring lately.
Now, that's not true either. Hold on a second.
The producer lost his ass.
Well, he's not telling the truth. We didn't keep score.
Right.
So how do you cheat when you're not keeping score?
That's a
I won.
Right?
He won. They don't keep score, but he won.
But like, yep, this was mine.
So
that was mine.
So, you know, the sand for the Sandwater Clearwater Castle.
That yeah. Doing,
Pier 60 Clearwater Beach is coming up in April.
Yep.
And they got all that extra sand from his last trip to the PGA Tour. What was that? Where'd he go?
Innisbrook.
Innisbrook.
No, that was Feather Sound. That was the Feather Sound.
So all the extra sand he kicked up, they just put over there and make sandcastles.
Stop.
It's not true. It's not all true, but whatever.
I don't know how
you can cheat when you don't keep score.
I'm just saying, I've heard stories that you spend a lot of time in the sand.
Yeah. Sure.
And you don't play well with other people in the sandbox.
I don't play well with anybody.
Right,
my favorite shirt is people, not a big fan.
You said, I'm my pops. Yeah. I like my pops.
Well, when you're around guys like this, you know, I would rather just hang out by myself.
We're fun.
But yeah, I'm competitive. I was in the Guinness Book of World Records.
For what?
The longest slow pitch softball game.
Stop.
Ever.
For real?
And the longest seated concert in history. Like, he stayed seated the longest of the concert.
You for real? Y'all bullshit. Y'all BS me.
Oh, yeah.
He said bullshit. Just so you know.
So
he saw the ship on the front of the computer.
Yeah.
Next time, bring friends that don't know certain words.
Well, no, man, my bad, bro.
But no, so we need to get more. I saw pickleball. I saw him get a spark. He got competitive. He won against right. the pros. He got exposed. And he put out a Facebook thing.
Somebody who won was that game, though?
Pickleball.
Who won?
Well, you guys were keeping score.
Yeah, no, we kept score that one.
Oh, that one you keep score.
That we kept score.
Not in golf against that guy. It's fine. But Randy has that competitive niche, but yep. it's burned out. He's lost that fire. Mm-hmm. How can you reinstill it? Like, what can you do through, like, the movement flows or whatever you do?
Well, the whole concept and philosophy of movement is doing what you love. You like pickleball, right?
Yeah.
Did you, like, you really like you, yeah. you was rocking out. So I would encourage you to keep doing that.
Yeah.
I don't put any of my clients through anything that, honestly, they don't want to do. Things that they need, we'll do it. But whatever's making you happy, go do it, and we're going to expand on that. If we're going to play pickleball, all right, let's go, Randy. We're going to be pickleball 3 times a week, and let's rock out. And we're just going to be competitive with one another.
The problem with that, to be honest,
right,
is, like, I would go to the pickleball court, mm-hmm. but you can't get on it. You know, there's only, you know, so many in the Tampa Bay, or really, you know, now that it is blowing up, there are more. So I would go out there with my son, and now you're waiting 30 minutes
yep.
to play one game. It's right. kind of like pick up basketball.
Yep.
Then you're off the court because somebody else. I'm not doing that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sitting there for 4 hours. You know, if I was going to build one in the backyard
yeah.
just so that I can play.
Man, the best, honestly, build your lifestyle, your life around your lifestyle. And I feel you on that. Having the way, and you really want to do something that, look, man, it's going to keep me moving. I encourage all my people, your life, your lifestyle, build the space around for you. So, one, you ain't got no excuse. And two, you have a space that's for you. And you said you don't like people anyway, so true, it's perfect.
Now, I have a question. So, how many laps around the buffet table
counts?
1 mile. Like, can we map this out where now, if he goes around the buffet table but a certain number of times?
He's talking Ryan's or Golden Corral.
He's a Golden Corral right. like mascot, this guy.
King's Buffet.
You know, the problem with Golden Corral is, and we've said this.
Oh, here we go.
Well, Steve and I just went there, and shockingly, it was really good.
I haven't been in a minute.
Well, because the commercials are never like what it actually is.
Nope.
You know, and nope. then once you're there, you're like, ah, screw it, let's eat.
Yep.
And then you leave and you go to McDonald's. Right? But when we went to Vegas, it wasn't bad. But, you know, the problem is walking doesn't do it.
No.
You've got to do more than just walk.
We do it all the time. Your body's used right. to it. Your hips used to it. Right? Like, and then you get bored. With your energy, you have to keep moving. You got to get burned out. Like, they have to burn you out. I think pickleball is perfect.
Well, I do get burned out every Wednesday at 4 o'clock after spending 3 hours with him. You know,
but Randy just got inducted into the Florida MMA Hall of Fame. So he just got that honor, which ceremony comes up.
I'll be inducted in November.
Well, congratulations, my man.
But I always wanted him to get the International Hall of Fame buffet started, where people can submit entries. He goes and reviews it, and we create a Hall of Fame
for
the best buffet.
That's content.
In the planet.
So, I would do that.
We would watch that.
Yeah.
We would watch
would
that.
Yeah,
right?
So he could be he could create a whole category, the Hall of Fame of buffets.
But the problem with that is I'm not going to look good in the suit if I'm doing the International Buffet Hall of Fame.
Start the day after. Start after the wedding.
You got to fast. Why are we going fast?
So I can't do it after the wedding because the wedding's November 2nd. The Hall of Fame is November 16th.
So you start your Hall 17th. Of Fame on the 17th.
On the 17th. Works for me.
The day after.
Get me the first buffet and we'll do it. All right, let's go ahead and break. Coming to you live from the studio. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is John Gafford from The Apprentice, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round. BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Victor Williams from King of Queens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out in the studio. We'll be here for the next couple weeks, and then Steve and I, Team Knockout Radio, will be flying to Las Vegas. Big events coming up. There's Power Slap. There's the Professional Fighters League. There's UFC 300. There's our live radio show from the Apex. There's the Scorpion concert. So a lot of things upcoming. What is this idiot doing now?
What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
I gotta do a wardrobe change. It's standard in the industry. Oh my God. You can't just wear the same outfit in every segment. It looks like you didn't have a designer.
Okay, Alice.
Oh, God.
So I'm back.
Valspar going on.
Look at my shirt.
The Arnold Palmer Invitational was last week. What?
The U.S. pizza team and the Pizza Expo is going on right now in Vegas today.
Yeah, but you have nothing to do with it.
I do. Look at the shirt. Look at the signatures. Now, like, autographs are collectible. You know, if you don't put your, like, store name or number on it, you know, like baseball players, Johnny Damon, who will probably be there tonight with Wade Boggs at the event I'm going to, they sign and they put the number so you can look them up later. Like, oh, that's who that was. So you should put, like, Pizza Hut number, store number 1065. You know, that way we know which person signed my orange jersey. Do you want to read my shirt, Randy?
No.
But question is, Pizza Acrobatics is a real competition. It's on ESPN, Ocho's, you know, the 8 channel.
What?
And the question is, are Pizza Acrobatics real athletes?
What the hell are you talking about?
So they do competitive acrobatics. They spin the pizza dough. They get on the ground. They do it between the legs. They light it on fire. That hockey... Touch handcuffs on, lights it with lighter fluid, and spins pizza dough on flames above his head. They do amazing feats of, like, Michael Jackson routines, and they choreograph it, and they do these amazing flow movements. So the question is, are pizza acrobatics professional athletes?
I almost hate to answer it because I'm leaning towards yes. You know, because I'm sure there's some cardio in that, you know, flipping the pizza that you can't do. I've seen you drop more pizza than you've made.
Yeah, because my hands are dirty.
Right. I would probably, you know, think that some form of athleticism.
So what about pizza acrobatics as a hobby for you? Like, what if that can help you lose weight? You can just
throw speaking dough? Of which, I got a pizza oven for you, so you need to come get that.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm done with pizza.
Nah, we're just getting started.
No, I'm done with it.
Hey, LL Cool J had a song. Don't call it a comeback.
Don't call it a snap.
Was that him?
I've been here for real.
I think so.
But don't call it a comeback. Pizza might be on the menu.
You know what the LL stands for?
Ladies love Cool James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think you would know that.
You know what the MM stands for in McClellan?
Mickey Mouse?
Mickey. No.
All right, so this weekend, have you looked at the card for this weekend?
I haven't. You got me so distracted in the first hour, I haven't done any research.
Because you enjoyed talking about transgenders?
Not talking about transgender, but I think it's important. I mean, I think it's a conversation.
Yeah, it was a conversation. It was a good one. And I'm still conflicted.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Because in a world of equality, where if it's supposed to be equal for everyone, equal training facilities, equal financial stability, equal gender, equal rights, equal everything, everything, everything. You have to have that conversation. If that's the goal eventually, is that everyone is equal, right? Equality is unilateral against the world. If that's the goal of all this, right? To not, because the alpha male is looked down upon in our society now, like the Sean Stricklands and those the alpha male dominant, chauvinistic, like woman belongs in a kitchen, a gun in every home. That mindset is dying. That's a trait, a behavior pattern that's not accepted now.
All right, thanks for bringing up Sean Strickland, because it reminded me about the Francis Ngannou, Chael Sonnen, almost fist a fight in the parking lot. So I guess they got confronted.
Okay.
You know, they both squared up against each other. And, you know, Chael's thinking, you know, I'm not backing down. And Chael, as he tells the story, you know, brought up that his dad and said, you know, don't ever let anybody get close to you. And if you remember the very famous Chael Vanderlei Silva, you know, when they were on The Ultimate Fighter and Vanderlei starts to get close and Chael goes, I can't let you get close to me. And that's when he kind of grabbed him and, you know, the cheap sucker punch from one of Vanderlei's teammates. So the story goes, and I think it was Chael that I saw saying it, they were getting ready to fight. And Chael's thinking, I fought John Jones. Francis didn't want to fight John Jones. This may not end well, but I'm not backing down. And then Chael noticed his son was there. And he kind of said something to Francis about, not now, we'll do this later. And Francis saw what he was talking about, and he said, yeah, cool. And they all turned and went their own way.
Yep. Wow.
And Chael said, I respected him so much for that. I was ready to fight him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because of my son, you know, if we need to do it, we'll do it, but not in front of my son. And Chael's like, I saw a different side of Francis.
Wow.
So.
Well, I mean, we saw that at the press conference with Eddie Alvarez and Mike Perry after the fight. And Eddie's daughter was really upset that her dad got beat up and he was hurt and visible damage. And Mike took his sunglasses down and goes, look, he got me too. Your daddy got me. He's a tough guy. You know, he's going to be great. And when you talk about combat sports, the trash talking is what sells tickets. The trash talking is what creates commotion and attention. But at the end of the
day, which is unfortunate, because that wasn't back in the day. You didn't need to do all that back in the day.
But for Mike Perry, a guy who did all the antics and did all this to shock value things to build him, his name, and now look at him. I mean, he's a professional, and he's a father, and he's a family man, and he's a completely different persona than what got him into the sport, and that's evolution. I mean, anyway, we all have to evolve.
Well, you're right, and not to correct you, but I do it a lot. That is Mike Perry. Just nobody ever saw that side of Mike Perry. You know, they would see the harshness. They would see the brash, the street stuff. They didn't see. I mean, we've told the story how we first met. You know, and he came to basically kick my ass and blah, 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 blah. And super guy. Speaking of which, press conference today at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern on Knucklemania 4. And I'm not talking negative, because you're going to say I'm talking negative. But are you really excited about this?
I think Thiago Alves, I think his time has passed.
He's a friend of mine.
He hasn't been active in years. Well, last time we saw him was in Daytona in one of the early BKFC fights. I don't think he's active. He's more of a coach now. He became more of a mentor. I mean, we know that role of, you know, we're no longer the star.
Or at least you do.
On us. Yeah, at least the D knows what it's like to be in my spotlight.
I'll be shining.
I love this guy. I'm not excited about it. No. I mean, even though the Mundell fight is not have the star power, because Mundell doesn't have the big fan base or doesn't do the antics.
But neither does Thiago.
But he's the belt holder. I think it should be Mundell versus Eddie, or against Mike. Just because it does mean something. You have a champion who is the undisputed world champion. And you have Mike Perry, who's a king of violence.
They
should fight for that belt.
Have you ever seen a champion with a belt that's not undisputed? You know, they always say undisputed. But there's always people that say, well, I could beat him. Mm-hmm. So it's disputed, right?
Right. Yeah.
But they're the champ.
Right.
I mean, the champ is always the champ. And I know you say that the other stuff that's wrong.
Because a loser will keep going when they're winning, right? So it's not until you get broken and beaten is to see what your character is made of. Like, do you stand back up? Do you Rocky says, like, it's not how hard you get hit, it's like that you get back up, right? So
it's not how many times you get knocked down.
Okay. Yeah, same principle. But that's a great way to look at being a champion. Like, a loser will keep going. They're winning. They have nothing to lose.
Nope. I think when we reach a peak, naturally we want those valleys. So we want to see how far we can go before we fall, or if we will fall, and we will keep gambling with that level. I mean, we eventually got to get to the valley. But
you think people are really that forward with it? You think they're really pushing themselves?
I don't,
testing what they're really capable of?
I don't think it's a something that they do like consciously. It's nature. Like Phil Heath, for example, or any champion, consecutive champion. I keep winning. Boom, let me do it again. I keep winning. I ain't tired. I keep winning.
Before we run out of time, we got about 30 seconds. How do people get in touch with you? How do they reach out to you?
All right, you guys can go to www.swollennerd.com, and you can also follow at @swollen_nerd at IG and TikTok. You can follow me at Damar Hampton on YouTube and Swollen Nerd on YouTube as well. Follow our podcast, The Plebs and The Spiral Podcast.
Do you stop to say www?
Yeah.
Have we moved on?
No, we haven't.
Not yet.
All right, top of the hour. When we return, we're headed back out to Las Vegas for Carl the Truth Williams, and the Animal will be here in about 10 minutes.
Y'all
we'll be right
lot,
back.
Bro.
What's going on? This is Tug McGraw, Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Hope you're listening in. Have some fun.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the South.